Blog Talk Radio.
And this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by The Fitness Buff Show, the leanest, fastest hour on radio. Check it out online at fitnessbuffshow.com and start getting fitter and faster today. Today is a great day to be Jeff Garland. And like him, tomorrow will probably be an even better day. The sixth season of the hugely popular and hysterically funny HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm, starring Larry David and co-starring Garland, is now underway. But even better, I suspect, for Garland, is that his first movie as writer, director, and star, I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With, opened on September 5th. The New York Times greeted Garland's cheese this way. Laid back and affectionate, cheese is the movie version of a dear friend you could spend all day with. Not bad for a guy from Chicago. Jeff, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you very much. I so appreciate that.
Must be pretty...
I'm very fit and very buff.
All right. Not too much cheese, I guess.
No, not too much cheese.
Jeff, there's a moment in one of the season's new episodes where you confess to a, I got to get right to this, to a moment of intimacy with a blanket in Larry's house during Passover.
Oh, and, you saw that one?
Yes, I did. And I want to ask you, the new rules of Judaism that you set forth therein will probably go over, probably go over big with America's rabbis, don't you think?
Oh, I think they're all going to participate.
But it did kind of bring to mind, are there or have there been any lines that can't be crossed on a show like this?
Here's the line. If it's not funny, that's the line that can't be crossed.
Fair enough.
You know, if it's funny, then it's fine, you know?
Judaism comes up quite a bit, I guess. I don't want to give it away, obviously, but this had to be Judaism's finest moment on the show, I think.
One of them. We certainly did get a lot of feedback from the Orthodox episode. so the big vagina episode, as they say.
Right. Now, you and Larry go back many years as stand-up comics. I wondered, though, of all the guys who could have been Larry's foil on the show, how did your involvement in Curb come about?
Well, I approached him about, we were having lunch, and I told him an idea that I had for an HBO special, which ended up being Curb Your Enthusiasm. So I approached him. I wasn't going to be in it. He insisted I play his manager, and he insisted that I be an executive producer with him. I hadn't planned on that.
Wow, executive producer seems to be the least of what you should get out of that idea.
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Worked out pretty well. How are you able to mix friendship and business so well?
You know, when you're working with comedians, when we work together, that line is always crossed. You know, if comedians, there is no sort of business friendship thing. We're just, you know, if you're friendly, it's much better to work with friends, to be honest with you. I enjoy it.
Now, when you had the idea for the show, was the idea of the agent part of the original idea?
No. Oh. It was all, I mean, I assume that there probably would have been an agent or something like that. It was all part of just the idea was to see the behind-the-scenes life of a comedian during the making of a HBO special.
Right, and that was the special that was essentially wound up as the pilot for the series.
Yes.
When did you realize that you were going to be an integral part of what was to come?
From the get-go, you know, when we were developing it, it was clear that this was going to be something integral to the show. But we had no idea it was going to become a TV series, you know.
Right.
So that was caught me by surprise, too.
Were either of you hesitant to commit to a series like that when that came up?
No, not hesitant at all. As a matter of fact, when we were filming the first hour pilot thing, we were saying how much fun it would be if we could ever do this as a series. you know, not thinking that that was even, you know, a possibility or going to happen. I know HBO was after Larry to do a series, and it worked out well.
Now, last year, a lot of people seemed to think, and I don't know that there was any great announcement, but a lot of people seemed to think that that was the last season of the show. Here you are back this year.
It was supposed to be the last season of the show, yes. I knew there was a very small chance we'd do another one, and Larry called me up and asked me, and I said, yeah, I'll do another one. So,
What was the reason for ending it at the time?
You know, we've been doing it a long time. You know, you kind of don't want to repeat yourself. One of the reasons, I would say the single biggest reason for Curb's success is it's not beholden to money. You know, we're all professionals who want to get paid, but Larry David is so rich that he doesn't have to keep doing the show to earn a living or pay off his lifestyle. So the only reason we continue it is out of pride in terms of if he has a great idea, then we keep going.
Well, you're an executive producer. Can you say whether the show will continue past the season?
I don't think it will, but, you know, there's a chance. Who knows? I mean, he wasn't, when we talked about it before, he wasn't getting divorced. So I don't know how that'll change things.
So maybe he'll have more free time.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. So, but I still think it's probably going to be our last.
Okay. You do think it will be the last?
I do think it'll be the last, yes.
Could you and Larry ever take this dynamic that we see on TV? Could you ever take that on the road for a stand-up tour?
Well, I am doing a tour with Susie Essman, who plays my wife.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going on the road with her and Richard Lewis. So yes is the answer, but it will not be with Larry.
Oh, well, still, that's when does that tour start?
Our first gig, I think, is the end of September. We're playing, what's the name of the casino in Connecticut? I can't remember.
Oh, the Indian Casino. Sun,
a very big casino in between Boston and New York in Connecticut somewhere.
Mohegan Sun, no. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll think of it later.
Fox something or other? Foxwoods Casino. There we go, Foxwoods Casino.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, on the show, of course, now you play Larry's manager, Jeff Green. But
yeah.
What is your manager like?
My manager is David Miner at 3 Arts Entertainment, and he's one of the kindest, best people you could ever hope to work with. And he is just a great, great person and a great, great manager, and nothing like the scumbag Jeff Green.
Is Jeff a scumbag? I thought he was the
total scumbag. Total scumbag.
I would have never described him that way. Funny.
I play him, and I'm telling you, he's a scumbag.
Listen, I over the summer I picked up at a bookstore in Buffalo. I had a one night there, and I picked up a book. It's the Curb Your Enthusiasm book, big yellow book. I hate to tell you what I paid for it. It was on it was in the closeout shelf, but it was really.
It did well when it wasn't on the closeout shelf, and I would have liked to have bought some copies from the closeout shelf.
Well, I can tell you that this store in the Buffalo Mall has some. the book is real handy because it takes that basic concept that I guess Larry wrote for each episode, and then there's comments from cast members about the improv and the unexpected things. I wondered, as you look back on the show, now into the sixth season, do you have an improv moment of your own that really stands out?
You know, one of my favorites is the and I do one this coming season that I can't talk about, but one of my favorites from a past season is when Larry and I are looking in my daughter's room for the doll's head, and the shelf comes down. And, you know, the shelf was not supposed to come down. It just did. And I kept on going. I didn't stop, obviously. And I told my wife that I'd been having nightmares about the shelf, and I knew it would fall. And lo and behold, here I am, and it falls. And I thought that was pretty funny.
It was a great moment. I mean, that episode was terrific about the dolls.
Yeah.
All right, look, I want to talk about your movie. I want someone...
Someone to eat cheese with.
Yeah, it's a great title. What inspired it?
Actually, it was inspired... Larry David hates the title, by the way, because it ends in a preposition. he thinks, yeah, I can't do that. You can't end in a preposition. But the title came from, I was having lunch with a friend of mine's girlfriend at the Museum of Natural History and we're talking about relationships and what we're looking for. And I said what I was looking for, and then she said, I said, what are you looking for? She said, I want this, I want that, I want someone to eat cheese with. And I went, that's it, that's so great, that's so simple, I get that, and I'm going to use that as a title someday, if you don't mind.
It's a very memorable title, and I don't know what Larry would have expected. I want someone with whom to eat cheese?
Yes, that's what he wanted me to change it to.
Were you more brave or crazy to write, direct, and star in the movie?
I definitely wasn't brave, maybe crazy, but, you know, write, direct, and star, that's easy. Producing is the crazy part. Producing is the brave part, because that's the hardest job there is. Producers do all the crap that nobody else wants to do.
Well, that's true, but producers, their faces aren't out front there when the product
yeah,
comes
but
out.
But if you believe in the product, I don't even, you know, I hate calling my independent film product. I mean, you know, I've done movies that are pure product, if you will. But, you know, you just do the best you can no matter what situation. But if it's something, like for me, something I wrote and directed and I act in, I'm obviously passionate about it, and I have no fear of being out in front of the public with it because I controlled it.
Were you nervous to see those first few reviews come in?
I actually read them by accident because I really planned, and I still plan. I don't want to really read reviews anymore. I got a rave from the New York Times, and I'm good.
Yeah, that was something. And, you know, it was kind of buried inside, and I saw it last night, and I thought, oh, my God, look at that. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, my God, look at that. They're my exact words.
I was very happy for you and for me that it was a good review, because I don't know how it would have been to bring it up if they had slammed the movie.
I don't think anybody's going to slam the movie. I think some people might not be crazy about it. Think, oh, it's okay. So that's cool, you know. They'll say it's okay, or they're going to love it, you know. There's nothing in there. I think it's a good movie, and I don't think there's anything in there that's false or hackneyed like you might see in other movies where it frustrates a reviewer. But they might not love it.
It looks like from the cast that you borrowed a couple of women from Dennis Leary's Rescue Me, Amy Sedaris and Gina Gershon.
I don't know that I borrowed them from Rescue Me. They did that after I worked with them. But he borrowed them from me.
Oh, okay. Just so we're clear on that.
Yeah.
Any good Sarah Silverman stories from the set?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'd like to be able to say, oh, yes, this or that. No, she's beautiful, and she's funny, and she's just a great actress. And so, no, I was lucky to have her.
Did you film this before or after the first season of her TV show?
Before.
Oh, before.
I wrote it. I wrote the part for her, and I filmed it long before she was the Sarah Silverman we know today.
Oh, okay. And how do you think, if at all, that the film will change your career? You said in the Curb Your Enthusiasm book that thanks to Curb, you'll always have a career. But will this change? Do you think this will change?
Not the way Curb has. It will not change my career. No. But it helps legitimize me as a film director, which is what I aspire. If you tell me the rest of my life I'd never act, never do anything but write and direct films and do stand-up, I'd be thrilled.
Mm. I have one more question for you, Jeff.
Okay.
I have to ask, how did you miss out on the Daddy Daycare sequel?
They didn't offer me enough money. That's the reason I didn't do it. I don't care how crappy it was. I would have been more than happy to do it. I love Cuba. He's a great guy. I would have loved to work with him. Fred Savage is a great guy. So it would have been a nice experience, even though it wasn't the greatest movie. But they didn't offer me enough money. And when you're doing something that's a piece of product. You know what I mean? And when you're doing something that's a product, I need to be paid correctly. And I was not offered the right money, and we went back and forth, and so we couldn't agree on money, so I didn't do it. And I've never gotten the reviews that wonderful ever for anything, because I was singled out in every review as being smart for not doing it.
That's why I wanted to ask you about it. You were certainly smart to have done the first one. It was a fun, you know.
I got to work with Eddie Murphy. My God, what an honor.
Yeah. No, you lucked out on that. I think not getting the money you wanted was probably God's way of saying move on.
Yeah, no, I that's what I'm saying. If, you know, I've got a wife and kids, so if you want to pay me the money, I'll act in any crappy movie. I don't care. But if you're not going to pay me, so it worked out the way it was supposed to.
All right.
You know, my kids were disappointed because they wanted me to do it, and my wife kind of wanted me to do it, but no, thank you.
Okay.
If we're going to do crap, I got to be able to build a pool afterwards.
More rules. See, this is just like a moment of Curb. We're learning more rules for living here.
Yeah, well, that's my rule.
All right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today on Mr. Media.
It was a pleasure to be with you. You're a good man, Mr. Media.
I appreciate it. And, folks, remember, you can check out Curb Your Enthusiasm Sunday nights on HBO and watch for Jeff Garland's I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With, coming soon to a theater near you.
No, it's actually opened.
Oh, I thought it only opened in New York.
Yeah, but there's more theaters next week, and right now it is available on demand from your cable or satellite provider.
Oh, even better. See, I didn't know that. I'm glad you stayed with us another moment. Okay.
I'm glad, too. Thank you.
All right. And folks, if you'd like to keep up with Mr. Media's Friday interviews, you can subscribe to the site via email at www.mrmedia.com. You can also subscribe to the audio feed in the podcast section of iTunes. Thanks for joining us. Please come